Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Years ago, I began collecting sayings and bits of wisdom that I eventually compiled into what my kids call Dad's Rules for Life. Things like John Wayne saying, "Big mouth don't make a big man," or "You will become like those with whom you associate," or one of my favorites, "Stupid hurts." I learned that one from someone who jumps out of planes for a living. But the one that seems most relevant for today is the one that says the world is run by those who show up. Think about it. It's so simple, but so true. And its truth will be evident in spades in about 4 days. That's when we as citizens of a free nation will choose our leaders for the next political cycle. And simply put, those leaders will be chosen by those of us who show up. There comes a point in any political cycle when any pollster worth his salt will tell you that polling becomes more of an art than a science, especially when almost every race is within the poll's margin of error. One thing that this election cycle has made painfully obvious is that we as a people are deeply divided. There used to be nuances of difference between competing factions. Now the differences are stark, and we're split almost down the middle. There are those of us who believe in God and those who don't, those who believe that we should spend our way out of this recession, and those who believe that's just digging a deeper hole. Those who believe that when it comes to the environment, we should worship the Creator, and those who worship the creation. Those who believe that government is the solution, and as President Reagan put it, those who believe that government is the problem. There are those who value life and those who believe in abortion, and those who honor traditional marriage, and those who believe the definition of marriage is up for grabs. And finally, those who believe in parental rights, and those who will say with a straight face that girls as young as 12 or 13 should be able to get an abortion without their parents' knowledge. These are issues that will be decided by the people we elect in just 4 days. Will we elect people with a Judeo-Christian worldview, or those who are secular humanists? Will we change course financially, or will we continue to pile debt on the backs of those yet to be born? Will we continue to value individual achievement and creativity, or will we slip further into a socialistic mindset where individualism and creativity are stifled and no one is encouraged to rise above the pack? What will take place next Tuesday is not simply an election. It might better be described as a collective day of reckoning, similar to the nation of Judah under Hezekiah or his son Manasseh. Will we choose freedom or bondage? It's our choice. At this point, all of the major races are within the margins of error. We're that close. No one can predict what will happen next Tuesday, but one thing is for certain. This election will be decided by those who show up. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.